Welcome to our November B Chapel. That is B-E, as in be still and know that I am God. And this is a time, especially at this point in the semester, when we're all feeling the crunch. I know you guys are thinking about all kinds of details, projects, plans, presentations, exams. And even as I name those things, possibly your gut is turning into knots and thinking ahead. And so this is a time for us just to set that aside and to be near God and to know that He is our counselor, that His ways are not our ways, His thoughts are not our thoughts, and that there is something beyond this semester. And even as we live into the theme that Trigg was preaching on last night in the Apostles' Creed, this is resurrection life. So we are blessing the Lord. We're trying to find some space in our life to be able to find thankfulness as we enter into Thanksgiving week, to move past all those things that weigh us down, and to remember the goodness and the gladness of our Savior. So the exercise this morning is going to be a working through of that passage that Gloria read for us from Psalm 103. So what I want to do is invite you to, we've done this before last year, is to, as we read this, we're going to try to be attentive. So if you want to sit upright, if you want to try to put your hands on your legs. And again, as we read the scriptures, knowing this is not just about information, this is about engaging a person. So as I read through sections of this, what I want you to do is to repeat it back to me. And I want you to pay attention to the words as they flow, not just out of your mouth, but the words as they come from your heart and from your whole being. And as we do this, let's be thankful. Let's find that gladness and that goodness that we would bless the Lord. So let's wait and prepare in silence. So say this back to me. Bless. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. And now soak into the scripture one more time as I read it for you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now let's sink into that scripture one more time. This time let's read it with me. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all His benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, and who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You are our clarity. Without you, all things are dark. You are our sanity. Without you, all things are confused. And so we bless you, O Lord. We say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. May we bless your holy name on this day. In your holy name, we dismiss and we bless these students as they go on. Be with them as they walk from here. In every detail, every word, every task, let your affections be close to us. We bless your name. Amen. Go in peace. Thank you.